What's up, y'all? You already know, got another episode of King's Landing. You got Jared King. Go ahead, follow me on Twitter at @_TheKing_. Go ahead, follow my brother Brian King at KingHead57 on Twitter or Instagram. And for more podcasts, go ahead, follow the Barber's Chair Network on Twitter and IG at Barber's Chair Net. Subscribe to the Barber's Chair Network Patreon at patreon.com/Barber's Chair Network and visit the bcnet.com for more. Falcons coming out, had a shot to get above 500 versus the Chargers and dropped a classic 20-17. Like we always say, the Chargers are our AFC cousins. Can never catch a break. I'm surprised the world didn't implode from that game. Neither team wanted to win it. Neither team wanted to lose it. But, you know, it sucks. It sucks to lose. It sucks that this is the 13th game in a row that we've been at 500 and have lost. Seems like we're allergic to getting above 500. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm not too mad. This is one of those games that we lost where it's like we're clearly rebuilding. We don't have the horses to win games. We don't have the horses to make mistakes and still win games. You know, you got Koo missing a field goal, which I just said last episode. You crossed the 50. That's 3 points. And he made me look crazy. You got Drake London getting the ball snatched out of his hands at the 5-yard line. And you got, as everybody knows, Taquan Graham dropping the fumble late, which that's 10 to 13 points off the board in a game you lose by 3. And I said we were going to win by 10. So, you know, it is what it is.
I think it also goes back to our point where we said, you know, it's hard to win NFL football games when you're only throwing the ball or completing 12 passes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know how far they expect to go with Mariota at the helm, throwing under 130 yards with no touchdowns through the air and missing wide open passes. So it'll be interesting to see going into this NFC South matchup. I don't see how anyone in their right mind can look at the upcoming matchup with the Panthers and say that, you know, this is the quarterback that we want to potentially carry us throughout the rest of the season, regardless of the chemistry that he's had. Like I said, it's going to be interesting to see moving forward what they do.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, Mariota is what he is. You know, like you said, 12 of 23 passing. You got 12 completions, not a single one beyond 20 yards. You got, you know, a couple of his bombs were throwaways. Like one of the bombs that he had down the sideline, the pits was a clear just throwaway. I think it was on third down. But yeah, I mean, in the wild part, Mariota averaged 5.6 yards per attempt. How much did Justin Herbert have? 5.7. Like Herbert wasn't doing anything. You knew their receivers suck. Like they didn't have any threats. It was nothing but checkdowns all game. And the Falcons defense still couldn't stop it, which was, I don't know what was more maddening. The defense that couldn't stop dinks and dunks. I mean, Herbert threw the ball. I think at one point he had like 38 passes for 189 yards. And I'm like, bro, I've never seen somebody throw almost 40 times and not have well over 200 yards. So
almost like he was throwing to a bunch of Jarvis Landry's out there.
Yeah. I mean, it was a bunch of stop routes, either between the hashes and the numbers or in the middle of the field, you know, to Gerald Everett, to Josh Palmer, to Eckler. You know, it took a couple bounces and tips of the ball to get some interceptions. Like, we didn't make plays on the ball, but, well, to get the interception, but it's not like we made plays on the ball. Like, it's just, it's tough when you got a quarterback, like you said, who can't complete more than 12 passes, and you got a defense who can't really stop anybody even when they're neutered. Like, yeah, they only gave up 20 points, but it shouldn't have been that.
Not even close. And it's not like Mariota was running around. Like, he was handing it off. Like, if this is what we're going to have Ritter step in to do, I don't see why we're wasting time with Mariota anymore.
Because they're winning, man. I just keep going back to that. I was kind of racking, doing some research, and I could very much be wrong, but I have not seen an instance where a functional team or functional franchise has benched a quarterback on a team that was in contention and it went well.
We've never seen this Falcons team either. So it's time to break the mold. They got to do something because 7 targets for Pitts and 2 catches, that's not enough. That's not enough to win in this league.
Yeah.
The run game, of course, you know, looking at these stats is solid, and that's what we need to continue to lean on. We just need to be able to hit these easy passes, i.e. Kyle Pitts blazing 50 yards down the field on a deep post. And then I saw another shot. What was that? At the pylon? That he overshot him?
Yeah. I mean, but Pitts dropped that corner route to hit him in the hands. I got some minor beef with Pitts, man. I know it's not popular, but Pitts effort level is shaky. Like, he's definitely not Julio. It's only one Julio, but Julio, everybody was like, you know, when Julio steps on the field, he's running every route 100%, every play 100%. And it's like Kyle Pitts is like, nah, I'm probably a decoy on this one, or, oh, I'm just a clear out. And so, like, his effort comes in and out. And it's like, he's just not at the point where he's just locked in. Like, even on a deep shot, like, people are like, oh, I was like, it looks like he's jogging. Like, he's fast. I know he's a long strider, looks smoother, but it's like, it's late. We're fourth quarter, game's on the line. Like, this is not the first quarter. We're not fresh off the bus. We're not fresh out of halftime. Like, I need you hauling ass trying to win the game now. So, but I don't know.
He's running his route with two catches on the game. And, you know, a bunch of overthrows and incompletions on the season. So it's almost like, you know, he's, in my mind, it's almost like he's waiting for Ritter to come in.
Checking out.
To start giving that effort. Because when you're a receiver and you get in that groove and you catching passes and touchdowns, you do run your routes like you don't know that you're going to get the ball. So it's a little different. Whereas Pitts is, you know, these are some putrid stats. Nobody went over 30 yards in receiving.
Nope.
That's elementary.
Nope.
And if you know that's going to be the game plan, it's like, all right, like, you get 30 yards today and three balls, two balls.
We're going to run it 35 times, and I'm going to have 12 completions that I get to achieve.
He can't hit me deep.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I get it. I get the frustration. I don't like it. Like, I compared it to like, young Roddy, where it's like, look, Kyle Pitts is still 21, 22, early in his career, where it's like, bro, like, come on. Like, I'm coming. Even at Florida, I wasn't having this. And it's clear he don't lack talent. You put up 1,000 yards with Matt. So it's not a talent issue. That's why it's like, it's a minor nit, like, you know.
Right.
But.
And knowing that you're a 1,000-yard pass catcher as a rookie, or you were, that's on your resume. It's like, yeah. What are we doing?
Pro Bowl, all that. So,
yeah, I get it. And he knows, you know, he's not on track for no Pro Bowl this year. So it's like, you know, I just hope we win. I'm going to block.
I mean, he's blocking his ass off. That's why I can't really. The reason why we're running so much is because of Kyle Pitts. Like, I will give him credit. Like, he's blocking his ass off, and it's making defenses try to figure out, all right, do I put this safety down in the box to run with Kyle Pitts? Because if he does get loose, yeah, they're not hitting it, but I don't want him to break out against me. Like, you saw they had Derwin James down in the box, and they were getting loose on the ground. If we never got away from the run, we probably win this game. Like, Arthur Smith's my dog, but I blame him. Like, we went three and out throwing the ball, and it's like, come on. Like, we all know Mariota is not that guy. Like, we had.
So why are we still playing him? Like, that goes back to the point.
Because they're winning, man. I just don't see it happening. Like, I think they beat the Panthers on Thursday, and now you're back tied for first in the South. And it's
chasing mediocrity.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you say, okay, we're going to get through Thursday. That gives me 10 days to get Ritter prepped, and I got a three-game sample before we get to the bye week. Like, it's not happening Thursday. You're not going to give Ritter 3 days to prep for a game. That's just foolish. But after that, a 10-day mini bye would be the perfect time to make the change, where it's like, all right, we got the 5-5. We're in contention. I think the rest of the season's favorable with 7 games to go. You know, like we were talking about earlier, where I was like, I think at that point you gave Mariota his sample size to see if he's more than a backup quarterback. But then you also give Ritter enough of a sample size with some favorable situations to see his sample size. So, I mean, but
I'm looking at the schedule. We got Panthers Thursday, Bears without Roquan, Commanders, Steelers,
mm-hmm.
Ain't.
Then a bye week, then the Saints. Yeah.
And then Ravens.
Like, it's favorite. Your hardest game at that point is the Ravens. And that's weeks away. So I could see it happening after Thursday, especially if they lose. If they lose, I think it's more than 50% chance Ritter is playing what would that be? Week 11. But
I feel like if they lose, I feel like the season is in the toilet.
I mean, if they lose, man, you won four games. I'm rocking with what we got so far. You got an elite running game. Check. I think Ridder brings the passing attack more alive than what Mariota has given us. And then at that point, is can the defense find some nuts along the way? I mean, they were playing so soft against the Chargers. You got, like, the play where Richie got the interception. It's third and eight. I don't know why Dean Pease is so focused on running this Tampa 2, which we've proven for four games. Well, not four games, nine games now. We're 4-5. Running these same inverted twos, Tampa twos, cover twos, we can't even run too high safety. They third and eight, all of our underneath defenders dropped 10, 12 yards. I'm like, what are we doing? And it's like, we got the pick. And it's like, yeah, we got the pick. That's because Eckler dropped the ball. Like, he let the ball beat him up. It pops in the air, interception. Like, I could have made that play. But you literally just got dink and dunked all the way down the field. You were too scared to man up against third and fourth string receivers. And, like, even the blitzes he was sending were just subpar blitzes. I'm like, you know, we got third and 15, and you send a big blitz. It's like, that's when you play. You drop eight and make them convert. But, you know, I think DPs, I said last episode, DPs is lost right now. Like, yeah, you don't have the talent, but it's like he doesn't even know what to call and when to call it, in my opinion.
Yeah, that talent deficiency is serious, too, on the defensive side of the ball.
It's bad.
I think losing AJ just throws off the whole balance of it, and I think that's why he's going to cover two. He's like, forget it. We're just about to run the most basic bend but don't break defense that I can run, knowing that we got a running offense.
Yeah.
You know.
Make them eat clock. We're just going to speed the game up.
Right.
But it's like, man, like, at least run basic. Because then they're just running basic Tampa 2 beaters. And you're just giving up the middle of the field wide open. Offense is getting rhythms. Like, you had a 10-0 lead and got into the softest of shells and let Herbert and them just get in a rhythm, put up 14 quick. And it's like, because you're playing soft. You're not even playing to win. You're playing to run the clock out. And that's a different belief. Like, you know, play a defense. It's like, are we going to go out here and stop them, or are we just going to go on and go out here and pray? But, yeah, you play defense, it's like we go out there, we don't have the energy that we think we can stop the other team. We go out there just hoping to slow them down. And you can tell by the way they play, like, they're playing on their heels. They're like, oh, let's not give up a deep pass. Like, it's like, I just hope I don't get embarrassed. And it's like, you can watch better defenses and they're playing forward. It's like, well, why can't we make these plays? And it's like, it's not a talent issue. It's a mentality issue. Like, they and Dean Pease is coaching them scared. You're running all this soft ass Tampa 2, these soft ass coverages, and getting abused underneath, and you're not even coming up to rally the tackle. Like, I'm over it.
I think he's shell shocked from smoking Joe Burrow.
I can see that. Like you said, like not Joe having Burrow AJ.
It was on the shish kebab.
Yeah, you're not having AJ. You're nervous, you know, with Cornell Armstrong out there, but go down fighting. Like, I'd rather you go down, not sending dumb blitzes on third and 15, but like if you blitz on a third and four, third and six, I'm fine with it. I can live with it. Like, you're going for it, but you know, we can't even get off the field on third and long. So our pass rush is non-existent. I mean, talent level on defense is miserable. Like, that's definitely where money and resources are going in the offseason. It's nothing you can do about it right now. So
you know, they'll throw a curveball at us.
I don't think so, man. TD's gone. They haven't done anything crazy. So we knew what the roster was going in. We're seeing it happen in real time. They've won more games than most anticipated. They're still tied for first in the South. I mean, I'd rather be the Falcons than the Bucs. Like, those boys down in Tampa, everybody's like, oh, they're going to get it together. They shouldn't be struggling like this. They didn't score a touchdown until the last possession of the game against the Rams. And it took the Rams playing the softest. They played softer shell than Dean Pease. Like, you knew the situation against the Bucs. All you got to do is tackle them inbounds and the game is over. They gave them the sideline for 50 yards. It was crazy. So that's why I'm not too mad. It's like, it's tough to watch, but we knew going in, like, six wins. If they get more than six wins, cool. That means, you know, like I said earlier, that means they got to lose 11 of them. So I'm fine with it. So, but we got a little rematch on Thursday. Speaking of
that, old Bears, us.
Man, speaking of smoking Joe Burrow just smoked them Panthers 42-21. I know the Panthers are going to come into this one pissed. I think what we were talking about last episode is that they were looking forward to this rematch, and I don't think it's going to be easy.
We're going to see. I don't know who's going to stop DJ Moore. We're going to keep running Tampa too.
PJ Walker.
He's coming for redemption and restitution.
Yeah, no, they're going to feed him. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets like 20 targets.
He should. I don't know why they haven't been doing that.
Just
PJ Walker's arm is about like Mariota's with less power.
Yep. I'd force feed DJ Moore the ball on slant, screens, sweeps, everything. Like, but I mean, we'll see. They're a little banged up coming into this one compared to what it was last time. The Falcons had them. They got abused on the ground, but I think that was more an anomaly than a norm. I don't expect Deontay Foreman to go balls out on them on the ground again.
Who's going to stop them?
I mean, our run defense is pretty solid. Like, I was confident in that going into the game. So when that happened, I was like, geez, we're just getting ran over. Like, nobody's really ran on us like that. So out of 9 games, nobody's really ran on us like that. So if it happens again, then the Panthers just got our number. But I'm willing to bet that Deontay Foreman doesn't go for another, 100-plus yard day, 3 touchdowns. That's a career performance that he pulled off.
I agree.
So I don't foresee that one happening again. But I do see them struggling with DJ Moore, even though this is the same secondary that just saw him. I mean, we got Jalen back. So, that helps. He had a pretty decent game. Richie had a pretty decent game. Their communication actually was better in this game against the Chargers. They looked a lot more comfortable. I don't know if Jalen does some of the play calling to take some of the food off of Michael Walker's plate, but they looked comfortable pre-snap and communicating, adjusting the motions and whatnot in this game. So I hope that's a sign of things to come. I hope that's a sign of them getting a little bit more comfortable, and you get AJ back hopefully after, this mini bye. You go into the game against the Bears with your CB1 back and start to find some confidence. But, the Panthers suck. So I think I can hang my hat on that. It's like they're still only a 2-win team. Falcons are 4, but the Panthers just aren't good. Panthers have been blown out pretty consistently all season. They hung with us, which again isn't pretty, but I think this is one where the Falcons can cleanly separate themselves from the bottom of the NFC South.
We're in second place.
Tie for first.
Who are we tied with?
The Bucks, tied for first, then it's the Saints, then the Panthers. So I mean, not like tied for first is some 7-1, 6-2. But yeah, after losing 2 in a row, I'm hoping morale is down. After getting beat pretty bad, I'm hoping, they're just like, look, yeah, we're back at home, but if the Falcons can jump out to another, 10-0 lead like they did against the Chargers, I don't think the Panthers are in any kind of position for a comeback situation. I just don't.
We had it going strong early in the first quarter, and we let off the gas. And we're shaping up to be a route, but I don't know.
Yeah,
that's what I said. Those when you get out, when you jump out to a big league like big lead like that, that's when you're supposed to open it up and hit those shots.
Yeah,
and blow it wide open so you can run the ball and milk the clock. It's almost like they shooting themselves in the foot. Like, what's the purpose of this? What's the goal of this season? We just gonna go wild card, or we just messing up some draft picks?
Yeah, I mean, it took some self-inflicted wounds that, again, Ku missing that field goal, that's at least a tie game at the end of the game versus losing by 3. Drake London, Khalil Mack, welcome to the cookies. Yeah, it was like, welcome to the league, young man. Like, so who's doing that on the Panthers? Like, no, I don't see the Panthers with those type of talent on defense. Like, Brian Burns is your best player. Shaq Thompson is pretty good, but all in all, like, I think you probably get Pitts going again in this one. This is the one where he had 80 yards and a touchdown against the Panthers the first time. I think Smith's got to get him going. He tried. Mariota's got to hit him. Like, you can't blame the coach anymore talking about Arthur Smith's got to get him going. It's like, bro, I got him loose on a deep corner at the end of the first half. I got him wide open on a deep post shot, and my quarterback airmails it. So I think so. I'm optimistic about it, especially considering how they lost. Falcons probably got a worse taste in their mouth than the Panthers, because they had a shot at getting above 500, and it's more players with self-inflicted wounds. The Panthers were beat in the first quarter. Like, that game was over, 15 minutes into it. And so I think that was just one where they were just like, you know what? We suck. We know we suck. Whatever. Like, they put Baker Mayfield in at halftime. Like, it was just – it was not competitive. There was no real fight in that game. It was over. So
they put Baker Mayfield in the game. We might see Baker.
I don't think we beat him that bad. We still have Mariota at quarterback. Ceiling. We got one 30-point outing. And it was against these Panthers. So, who knows? Maybe. 1% chance we see Baker Mayfield. But Mariota's our quarterback.
Bench like that. John Travolta meme.
Just waiting.
Like, all right.
Just waiting. But here's my thing on Ritter. I'm a Ritter fan, but I play devil's advocate. Kenny Pickett had a pretty good preseason. He's had a bad regular season. Malik Willis had a pretty good preseason, and he looks like he can't read any regular season defensive coverages. And so, obviously, none of us knows what's going on in practice. But my fear is you just throwing Ritter out there. And I agree. I don't think he could do any worse than Mariota. Mariota's missing throws that – I think Tyler.
And he has a resume. Like, his resume is better than those dudes you named. Like, and Kenny Pickett, I'm all about measurables. When you got a little bit of hands at quarterback, I don't believe in you, period.
I'm just playing devil's advocate. I'm with you on Ritter, though. Like, it's like
Ritter can play up. Like, Ritter knows how to play up. Like, not that he just can. Like, his ceiling, I feel like his floor at this point is Mariota's average.
Yeah.
Game.
Well, it's going to be at least less volatile. I get that. I agree with that. Where it's like,
and that's all we asking. Like, I'll take the high side, the high volatility of Ritter at this point. At least we can see what Drake can do with a solid complement of throws and Kyle Pitts. Like, I'm sure we'll get better accurate, more accurate balls in the deeper quadrants of the field coming for Ritter. And he can still, it's not like we losing anything in the scramble game. It's just, we in week 9. Like, what we doing?
Yeah. Ritter's hitting the digs, the seams, the posts consistently.
The plays that we need to hit.
Yep. The staple plays in the playbook. You saw him hitting them repeatedly in preseason. I know it's preseason, but you clearly saw what Arthur Smith wants the staple routes to be for the passing game through Ritter in preseason. Mariota didn't throw any of those, and you see during the season he can't hit them. And so
– exactly.
It's just
– I don't understand why we're not running out two quarterbacks anyway.
Come on, we're not New Orleans. Like,
give them some stats. 120 yards throwing? You ain't even putting up 130 yards. You're not going down and back. In the air.
Come on, man.
We ain't losing nothing.
Mariota's taking it.
Put him out there, give him four plays.
Yeah.
It ain't like Mariota is solidified as a QB1. Like, you got a rental contract. It's not like Matt was in here. Might as well say he had a statue outside the way. He had his position on lock with all his golf buddies backing him up.
Yeah.
Ritter and Mariota are on the same plane. It's just Mariota is the old dog, and it's about time for that old dog to take it on to the crib.
Yeah. No, Thursday is the day, I think.
I'll say you sprinkle in Ritter for the fans.
If it was a home game, I could see that. But since you're in Carolina, I think it's just like
– it's a national game. It's Thursday.
They need to win it, though.
Exactly my point. You put Ritter in there, now we got something else. A new wrinkle.
If they're up, I'm with you. If it's tight, if it's like a 3-point, 4-point game, don't get cute. That's how we lost this game, man. Just keep handing the ball off against the
worst. It ain't like Mariota developing a rhythm.
No, not at all. Like, that's what I'm
saying.
That is the common theme. Is like, he still has yet to find he's probably the only player he's got any kind of decent rhythm with was Drake London for a second, and then probably Damir Bird next. He has no rhythm with Pitt. It's like Drake London is like a de facto Michael Thomas. Let's call it what it is. He's not getting deep. He's not going deep. And so you know you got Drake London on a certain route tree. Kyle Pitts is more contested catch, which we know Mariota can't throw. And then when Kyle Pitts is open deep, we know he can't hit him. And so it's like, where is Mariota's comfort zone in passing? And it's like, it's a small target because he's an athlete playing quarterback. He's not a quarterback. So
Drake London looks like Alec Pierce.
Yeah.
You could. I will assure you, Desmond Ridder will get that boy the ball.
Yep.
And he'll go over 100 yards if they put him in.
Routinely. Desmond Ridder's throwing over 200 yards every game. It's crazy that Matt Ryan had the longest stat ever for 200-yard games by a quarterback consistently. And it was just
I'm not surprised.
But it's like now you finally see a quarterback who can't even break it.
Right.
It's like 200 yards ain't a lot. Now it's like, bro, we can't even get 200 yards? Like, we're getting 12
completions. Matt added new stats so nicely.
But it's like, I mean, we're getting 3 completions a quarter with Mariota. Like, that's basically
elementary.
One completion a drive. So we'll see. I like the matchup coming up. I think we can handle the Panthers, man. I'm not too keen on the Panthers. I think it's still they're in dysfunction. They're not the Colts, but you shouldn't lose to the Panthers. And I think the Panthers are moving into more tank mode here very shortly. I mean, you got line of sight to Bryce Young, CJ Stroud territory. They're not going to be trying too hard to win these games. You mess around and win too many games, and now you miss out on one of those two, and you hoping Will Levis is the guy. You're hoping Hendon Hooker is the guy. Hendon Hooker is almost my age. You're not really trying to win too many games over there in Carolina. So
they're not too far behind us. We about a Panthers loss away from that.
Man, we got Desmond Ridder. We're closer to trading for Lamar than we are to Panthers territory. So
we're gonna see.
What's your
we gonna see.
What's our over under? Come on now. I know you got some. Over under set at 43.5.
Over under Cordarrelle Patterson touchdowns at 1.5.
Under. Give me one. Yeah. I don't think he gets two this game. If he gets one, he gets one. I don't think they want to use him that much. This close together. I think
over under Mariota plays the full game.
That's it. Yeah, he playing full game. All like give him 60 snaps. He playing all 60 snaps. Over under 15 completions.
He's not gonna have a choice. He's gonna have to throw that ball. I don't see him making over 15 completions. He's gonna make 14.
You know how many games he has over 15 completions?
On probably like two.
Three.
See, I'm not being petty.
Three, man. And the highest one. He had 20 versus New Orleans, and he didn't hit 20 again until overtime versus the Panthers. That's rough. Yeah, that's rough. I think his rope is getting.
I see your boy Michael Walker showing up in the box scores.
Yeah, what's his over under?
This time it was Troy Anderson to get the goose egg in the tackle stat column. Did he just not play?
I didn't think he played a lot. I know he played some. He got some pressures, but I don't think he played a lot.
Yeah, I think they reeling him back in, so he's getting rich treatment right now. They're getting these contracts paid out. Over under defense interception 1. I give you a 0.5. Do we get an interception?
Yes, I'll say that confidently. Yeah,
PJ Walker coming to secondary.
It's probably gonna be like a tip pass, like a little deflection type. It ain't nobody gonna make a play on the ball. It's definitely not gonna be a break on a pass. It's gonna be a if I was out there playing, I could have caught this interception type. So over under 0.5, Kyle Pitts drop.
If Mariota's throwing the ball, it's gonna be one.
Yeah, he got a drop in back to back games now.
Yeah,
back.
I'm going over. His hands are worn down from blocking, from setting the edge.
He got on O lineman gloves. He's not even wearing receiver gloves anymore.
Right. He got them big pads on his palms.
Yeah, man. All right, over under Kyle Pitts, 50 yards.
Under.
Ooh.
I think Shaq Thompson is going to scare Mariota. And then is that safety still there?
Jimmy Chin, he's out.
I switched my answer then. I didn't know he was out. I go over.
He said, let me get the
over. Because I'm looking at the over-under coverage. Linebacker underneath and the safety over the top.
Yeah,
like, I like Kyle Pitts' length, but Mariota got to put the ball on the spot.
I mean, 50, I was going to say something crazy. 50 yards isn't hard. After a game where nobody broke 30. Man.
50 yards is hard for Mariota.
All right. Give me score. What's our score? 43.5 is the 43.5 is the total.
21-25. Falcons with an asterisk.
Yeah.
You should know the asterisk.
What's the asterisk?
Only if Ritter C snaps.
Man. No, I'll
take asterisk off. I got him 21-25.
I'm going to give you.
I don't think PJ Walker can get him over the hump.
I'm going to give you 28-17. That's kind of what they're pacing for against the Chargers. No.
They should have blown the Chargers out.
Yeah. No.
They had 17 in the bag.
Yeah. Drake London's fumble is frankly the game. I mean, they drove at will on that drive. And then Koo missing. Like, yeah, okay, 50-yarders aren't gimmies. But he ain't missing those too often. So that's 10 points. That's 20. That's 27-20. So, and I think the Chargers are better than the Panthers. So give me 28. Give me 28-17. That gets me the over on the point total. It gets me a comfortable victory. Probably the biggest victory in Arthur Smith's time here.
This game?
Yeah, I don't think he's got a double-digit win. I think all of his wins have been pretty close. I don't know if he's got like 11 point. That'd be an 11-point win. 28-17, I think that's kind of what I want. Like, we should be over 500. We pissed it away. And we're pissed about it, and we're about to go out here and take it out on the pups of the division. Like, y'all suck, and we may be bad, but y'all suck, and we're going to show it on national TV. They go out here and lay an egg on national TV. Mariota's going to the bench, and Desmond Ridder is coming off of it versus the Bears to prove that they got the right quarterback and it wasn't Justin Fields.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they got pressure on him as an organization.
Yep.
And from the fans. Fans tired of seeing this.
Yep.
Noodle arm passes. And we have a rookie that we just drafted that we know can play.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and wrap this up, brother.
Yeah, I'm with it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it first. Falcons dub on the horizon. Desmond Ridder about to take over the reins, hopefully. Or hopefully Mariota turns it around. We're going to see. Y'all tune in Thursday night. Falcons, Panthers rematch. NFC South Toilet Bowl division this year. This has been King's Landing. It's been real. Y'all take care.